This is Sea Change 2022, and this is Abby,
Pearl,
Catherine,
and Tegan. We're currently sailing around Ile Royale. We came across from Houghton to Chippewa Harbor, made our way up to Passage Island for two nights, and I've been hopping along the shore, and we're now in Windigo Bay.
And along the way, we've been conducting citizen science. So this mostly is taking Secadist readings and trolling behind Amicus 2. Trolling is essentially putting a mesh bag down in the water and dragging it behind to try to catch something of the finer sorts, like microplastics.
So, for example, we were in Lane Cove and we were trolling, and what we pulled up was 17 pieces of microplastics. Now, we've also been collecting any trash along the shoreline or on the ground that we see, but it's important to note that this plastic is the easiest plastic to get rid of, and once it turns into a microplastic, it's stuck there for good.
Yeah, and with microplastics too, when we troll, we're only collecting from the very top layer of the lake, but what we know about microplastics specifically is that they all contain different buoyancy levels, and so what people have found in Superior is that plastic exists at every depth of the lake. And so what we're collecting feels indicative maybe of what is below, but we can only know what is on that top layer, which is only a fraction of what could be found. The other way that we've been conducting a lot of our research is with a SecuDisc, which is a circular white metal disc attached to a measuring tape that we drop down into the lake to measure for clarity. And while we do that, we often attach a thermometer that takes the temperature reading of the lake every 5 feet as it drops down.
Yeah, and we just actually got a new clarity record, which was exciting. We reached 72 feet the other day, and the previous record was 70 feet. We've been finding that in open water around Ile Royale, the average water temperature is just above freezing, and this actually doesn't change much 72 feet down. However, when we measure the temperature in the bays or enclosed areas, there's a lot of variation, and usually the top and the bottom are about 5 degrees or more difference.
So this cold water is really good for the wildlife out here, and we've been very lucky to see lots. We saw 3 moose on a hike that we did, mom and a baby, and then just a single moose. And then we also saw
a moose carcass!
Yeah.
Some beavers and red squirrels.
Otters and lots of eagles.
We also saw a raven's nest with babies and a fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just remember that we all have a commitment individually to keeping our lake
clean,
cold,
and clear.
These have been some of our observations about the status of how clean, cold, and clear our lake is around Ile Royale. And we encourage you, if you feel so inspired, to replicate these citizen science experiments at home, or maybe just be extra attentive to your keen eyes. Until next time!